Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. Today's challenge is finding unconventional and sneaky ways to motivate yourself to exercise.
I need this, Stephanie, because I make too big a freaking deal about exercise. Like, oh, I have to get sweaty. I have to burn a bunch of calories. I have to have the perfect outfit. I mean, honestly, I think it almost becomes a self-sabotage because, you know, I don't have the $100 jogging shoes and the weather isn't perfect and, you know, on and on. So I'm really excited to talk about exercise that we can sneak in and unconventional ways to get us out there and away from these like rigid ideas I have about exercise.
Oh, I hear that, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. A couple of months ago, I met this mom at school, one of my daughter's friends. And, you know, we were just introducing each other to each other. And she goes, oh, yeah, I used to see you running all the time. And I was like, like, I was so mortified and embarrassed, Tamara, when she said used to. I was mortified. So, I mean, lately I'm, you know, with COVID and whatnot, I'm not training for any official like runs or marathons. And I think that I'm getting really sloppy and forgetful, and I'm not motivated necessarily to get out there consistently because I'm not scheduled for anything. So I could really use some help about unconventional ways to motivate myself to get out there, you know, to exercise. I don't want to be all just sitting around on the couch.
Yeah. I think it's going to be useful for everyone. Yeah. So in today's topic, sneaky exercise, we're going to offer 10 dirty and lazy ways to get you off the couch and start exercising. But first, a quick break.
Well, Tamara, I am no stranger to taking shortcuts and wanting sneaky ways to do anything. I certainly share all of my sneaky ways to do keto cooking in the new cookbook. It's 30 minute or less recipes. Hello, that's quick fix and very sneaky. And this is the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. It is out at Target, Costco, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, and of course on Amazon. So pick up a copy today.
Thank you, Stephanie. So let's get started with our 10 unconventional ways to get yourself motivated to get out there and exercise.
Well, we okay. want to be clear. These are unconventional ways. Okay. So yeah. Do not judge us.
Right.
For our desperate measures. Because we are reaching deep, people.
Yes, we are not above any of these.
We're not above anything here. So what's number one? Tell us, Tamara.
Well, one motivator can be to show off.
Show off.
Show off.
How does that motivate you to show off?
Well, you know, it's funny. And maybe I'm vain, but I'm just going to own it. But, you know, like I have behind me my running medals. Can you see
Hello.
Them there?
Look
I
at you.
Like to show off my medals. Who knew? I didn't think I would. I didn't even think running for that little ribbon with the medal would be at all gratifying, but I love it. And so I display them proudly and it's a motivator. Like I come in and I'm like, oh, I'm so proud of those. And I remember those good feelings. So I say, if that's a way for me to show off my exercising and it keeps me exercising, then go for it. And I have friends who do that too. Like, I know a guy at work who puts his medals at work all over his office wall and it's cool. Everybody comments on it. My sister took her running bibs and had a quilt made. Isn't that cool? But fun Amazing. Ways to show off. And again, I think it keeps you motivated. It may sound a little superficial, but
we don't care. We're not above anything no. to get us to motivate ourselves oh. to get off the couch.
Yeah. Right. Do you have anything you show off with or?
I do actually. This one is equally as pathetic. Well, I shouldn't say yours is pathetic. Yours is actually admirable and impressive, but mine's pathetic. I'll just go ahead and put it that way. But mine is the carpool lane. We live near a couple of different schools, and, you know, twice a day, morning, afternoon, whatever, the carpool lane really backs up. This is back when kids actually went to school. And I got such a kick, Tamara, out of running by them. I don't, because they were sitting in their cars. And a lot of these people are my neighbors, and they live like three doors down from the school. Yeah. But they would get in their car to drive three houses down to pick up their child. Yes. And I would get such a kick out of running there to pick up my own kids, or just running by being like, get out of your car, people.
Isn't that horrible? Sound like, you lazy people, look at
me. Well, you know, whatever it takes to motivate myself to get going. And it's in the morning, you know, it's hard to get going in the morning. And especially if it was raining, then I would be like, oh yeah, check me out in the rain. Running, and you're in your car to drive three houses.
Yeah, I'm guilty. I'm totally guilty of that. So no, I think that's great. I think it's a great
one. You gotta do, right?
Yeah. Well, our next one is equally superficial. But I love it.
We love exercise, it. We're owning it.
Yeah. Exercise to look cute.
Exercise to look cute. I'm gonna actually, because I don't look really cute at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. when I'm running in the dark, but I like my dog to look cute. So I bought all of these fabulous sweaters and jackets and scarves for her to wear. So it motivates me to see her look cute when we're out running.
Yeah. And she is cute. And you've actually bought my dog some.
I did. Because when I was out exercising with you, Tamara, we needed to match.
But we did look really cute. I had the dogs
coordinating outfits and scarves.
It was really cute and really fun.
That's what motivates me to exercise, to look cute with my dog and your dog.
Exactly. We can live by proxy or whatever.
We're like an LL Bean catalog. Yeah. Let's just be real. Yeah. That's how fabulous we look at 7 a.m. What about you?
Well, I get into buying workout gear that's cute and fun. Like the latest thing I'm into are headbands for running. And I have like probably 12. The latest one is a tie-dye, and they're not expensive and they're fun. They keep just because I need to keep warm or to sweat off in the summer. And it's just a dumb little minor thing, but it's, you know, going out and picking them out and buying them and then seeing them on your dresser are big motivators to exercise. Like, oh, I get to wear my cute little headbands or whatever goofy little item.
I love that. That's so simple. Yeah. Plus it's like a double whammy. You can keep your ears warm plus sweat off, so you can wear it year round.
Yeah. And you look cute.
That's more important. Exactly. Whatever we can do to motivate us, Tamara, I think we just have to own it and go for it.
I'm owning it.
Our listeners feel like they can borrow some of our ideas too.
Yeah.
Number three really made me laugh.
Okay.
Because it involves videotaping. It sounds very scandalous. What are you doing with videotape for number three?
Well, mine isn't, it's a more camera, a photo rather than a videotape. Although I don't know about videotaping, but I did take a picture of my training plan and posted it publicly on social media and said publicly, I'm going to do this plan to get me up to, I was going for a half marathon by this specific time. And people, you know, commented like, oh, good luck. That looks really hard. And then people would follow up. Hey, how are you doing on your training plan? So that was my way, my public way of, you know, keeping myself motivated.
I did see a video though of you the other day. You're talking about running in the wind.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just going to say, I did see the video.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was so proud of you because it was right after we were working on our show notes and doing our research. Yeah. And I saw that you posted that and I was like, you go ahead with your bad self.
I know, you know, and that was so also maybe, yeah, that was a little, the braggy moment, you know, showing off. Like I don't know, 80 mile an hour winds. So I was very proud of myself that I ran in those conditions. So yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, what about you?
Well, I don't know if I've taken any videos lately, but I think in the past I've volunteered a lot to be a race ambassador or a pacer at different marathons. And then just for volunteering, part of our job was to put a lot of photos and videos on social media and encourage other people to run. And so I'm no stranger to that. And I agree with you that it makes you more accountable. Because it's like, there you are, you're going to do it. You're telling everyone you're going to do it. So you almost have to follow through, right? It's like you're forcing yourself into it.
You are. And how motivating, like, you know, you don't want to let other people down. Like,
yeah, that would be embarrassing.
I know you were really worried. I remember you being really worried. Like, what if I crash at mile 20?
What if I die? But in the truth, Tamara, you are the one who got me into running. I remember we were hanging out one day when our kids were on the swim team, and I had never thought about doing it. And you were like, oh, it's amazing. You know?
Yeah.
You told me all about it. So thanks to you.
Yeah. And get your camera, your videotape, tape yourself and let people praise you and let people motivate you and keep you accountable. It's great. And number four, this one I'm an expert at.
You are really good at number four.
Make it a competition. Like I've said a zillion times, I'm like really motivated right by that. And right now our work is having a, you know, nutrition/exercise, you know, health contest. And since I joined that contest, I have like doubled my exercise. And part of the contest,
you're totally gonna win. You're gonna crush it.
Oh, I know, totally. And part of you get points for meditating, which I'm not really consistent at, and it's made me meditate every day. I know.
Are you doing everything to get maximum points?
Everything. Like, you have to meditate. You have to get enough sleep, and you have to do exercise. The sleep one, I'm not great at, but the others, it's really doubled and tripled though. So for me, competition's a real motivator.
Competition is everything. You'll always win. I always want you on my team. For me to make a competition, I have to compete with myself. And I don't like competing with other people as much, but I really love to prove people wrong. And I think that has to do with the rebellious part of my personality. I'm sure that everyone knows about that. But I like to think about it's me against them. And people who thought, like, doubted me, like, oh, she can't do that. That's too hard. Like, I get really, really fired up to prove people wrong about weight loss, about exercise, about anything. And I remember, I'll do it to the point of, like, being ridiculous. I did the Big Sur Marathon, which was arguably one of the hardest marathons in the world, some people say, or at least top three. And I've done it a few times, Tamara, but the first time I did it, I said, I'm going to run every step. I'm not going to stop at the bathroom. I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to do anything but run every damn step because it's the hardest marathon in the world and no one thinks I can do it.
You show them.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, I did. I totally did it.
You are, I'm going to show you and you do.
And I did it. But there was nothing would have stopped me. Like I would have peed my pants like while running. I would have done anything just because I said I was going to. And I had to prove everyone wrong. Like who cares? But I get really serious about it.
Yeah. This is a know yourself, whether it's competing with yourself or someone else. Yeah. Capitalize on that. Like by entering, enter a competition or like you entering this really tough marathon or, you know, just getting exercise plan and saying, you know, I'm going to beat myself and make every day, you know, the training plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't do well against big groups, but I do remember competing against my husband and I compete a little bit, like without saying it. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, some people do that too, where, like, you know, we run quite a bit in our house, but if one of us starts slacking, then the other one's like, oh, well, I'm going to go out running right now. Like he'll do that to me. I'm like, damn it. He's getting ahead. You know, like I'll just get really like, oh. And then vice versa. If I'm like, oh, it's raining, but I'm still running. Are you? And he's like, oh, damn her. So it kind of keeps us both accountable.
Yeah. And then videotape yourself.
And then videotape yourself in a cute outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's number five? What else can we do to motivate ourselves in unconventional ways?
Yeah. Give yourself a funky reward. It doesn't it doesn't have to be a traditional one. I mean, mine is kind of funky. I'm kind of embarrassed to say it, but I don't get a lot of time to myself and I enjoy time to myself. Away from my crazy house and kids and husband. And so what I do is after a run, I will hang back and either find a little park bench to sit on or even just on my front porch. I won't go in right away and just take and enjoy an extra 15, 20 minutes. I'll listen to my music or I'll just browse social media. So it's a like, you know, it's a funky, weird reward, but I know it'll make me feel really good about running and it'll make me want to do it the next time. And don't tell my family.
That is like the funniest funky reward I've ever heard. Your run is like 3 hours long and you're like,
where's Tamara?
He's amazing. And you're like, I know. You're like, that's how amazing I am. And meanwhile, you snuck in a little
me time. Yes.
I mean, that's great. I think that's, and I like how you said it motivates you to go out the next day or whatever. Cause you're like, hey, I'm going to have a little me time on the back end.
Yep. Exactly. I used to ride my bike too, to Starbucks, because Starbucks was the reward at the end, but I'm not necessarily saying, you know, do it for coffee, but I will run for coffee.
You will run for the coffee.
Yes.
Tamara loves coffee. If you didn't know that already.
Yeah. Do you have
For me with the funky rewards, Tamara, I really got into trying to reward myself with things that would help me do more exercise. So I have been very focused on that because, you know, it's easy for me to start getting distracted. And so one of the things I did was I started writing in Sharpie on my shoes and the tongue, the inside tongue of the shoe, how many miles I'm at. And then I keep track of how many miles I've run on my Nike app. And then when I do like 300, 400 miles, then I get a new pair of shoes and I get fancier shoes.
Oh, nice. That's a great reward.
So it's like shoes for running.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense to other people, but for me, I really enjoy having a good quality pair of shoes.
Yeah. And they say it, plus you shouldn't run on them too long anyway, just for injury reasons. It motivates
me to keep going.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Number six, our suggestion is to combine exercise with errands as a way to motivate you. Do you ever
It's like an ultra lazy method of sneaking it in.
This is unconventional and lazy.
It's unconventional and lazy. Well, I told my kids at the beginning of the summer, like, hey, if you guys want takeout or, you know, lunch or something fancy, then we have to go get it on a bike. And I stuck to my guns with that, Tamara, and it's really worked. Like, if you want some takeout and we don't do the DoorDash or the people coming to the house, the Grubhub, we go get it on a bike or walk or whatever. So it's like food, you got to go get it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
If you're really hungry, it works.
And I know, I was going to say that takes a lot of discipline, but then if you're hungry.
Yeah, it really does work. But the trick is I'll start picking restaurants really close to the house.
Yeah.
But at least I'm doing something. That's maybe what matters.
Maybe I'd eat out less if I did that.
Or eat at restaurants closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I actually, my example of how I combine exercise and errands was something I did with you, and you may have even suggested it, but in the summer, our kids were on the swim team, and we'd have to take them and then pick them up. So we had this errand to do, and we decided to go meet at the, because there's a little track by the pool, and that we would walk the track while the kids were practicing and then just pick them up. So we had this fun, like, social time, but also exercise, and all fitting in with our errands in the middle.
It wasn't like we had to scope out extra time or carve out extra time of the day. We were kind of like double dipping.
Exactly. And it was fun. It was great. Totally fun.
It made me look forward to it. Like, it used to be kind of a, you know, sorry kids, but it was almost like a pain. Like, oh, I got to drive in a swim practice.
Yes.
Pick them up. And it was like, drive. And then we was like, why are we doing that? Let's just hang out at the school and get some exercise in at night while they're doing their exercise.
Yeah.
It made us feel good and happy.
Yeah. So anytime you're, you know, waiting around like we were, or, you know, going from place to place, just consider replacing that with walking or jogging in the middle.
Yeah, it's easy.
And this will, it also shows off, because those other moms were just sitting just in their in their pool chairs, and we're like,
yep, reading books or whatever, which is good. But we're like, we're doing the show off thing, the competition thing. We were combining multiple strategies at once.
That's right.
I would always say, Tamara, at least it's an hour I'm not on the couch or near my pantry.
Exactly.
It helps. Every little bit helps.
It does. And it felt good. And when we combine it with social activity, which is another little fun way to do it.
You got
to
trick yourself. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I know other people wake up all fired up to exercise, but I'm not necessarily like that. I have to kind of dig deep and be a little childish with some of my tricks.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. And you have to do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. Well, we have three more.
And number seven for me, Tamara, this one is kind of funny. I call this forced exercise. And I know that sounds like prison, but really it's not. So, you know, some people can get on a treadmill and do like a half hour. I could not do that, Tamara, because I would turn off the treadmill after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So what I do is I go out like, you know, 2-3 miles, whatever I'm planning on doing, half mile, 1 mile. I go out half the distance and then turn around and come home. So you have to get home. You see what I'm saying?
Like, you're tricking yourself.
You have no choice. Otherwise you have to call an Uber or call your family, but it forces you to come home. So never do like around the block, because you can just stop.
And that's true. Then you're just there and you're forced.
Yeah. Get out as far as you can. That's my sneaky strategy. Do you ever do anything funny like that?
Yeah.
Mine, to exercise?
Yeah. Mine's a classic one, which is to park, you know, like a really far away spot from wherever you're going, the store or whatever. And that way you have to walk back to your car.
You gotta walk to the car.
Yeah. You have no choice. And it's usually not that much more, but I figure like it all adds up.
It does.
You know, I say if I can, you know, force myself to walk an extra 100 feet, that's, you know, that's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
That's the trick, right? Like, cause in the beginning you were saying you thought exercise had to be this whole big production, blah, 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 but really it doesn't. It can just be the little tiny changes that we make all day long.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, number 8, Tamara, do you ever combine listening to something or watching a show with exercise? I know a lot of people do that trick.
I do. And I love to read. And but I also like the books. I call it books on tape, or ebooks is probably the better word. But ebooks, I only allow myself to listen to when I'm exercising. And that way I'm pairing the two, and with exercise is something I actually look forward to, like, especially if you end at a really exciting part and I'm like, I can't wait to exercise the next day to hear the end of my book. So that's a little trick I use.
That's great. Yeah. Audiobooks are very popular with exercising, huh?
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
I do. I don't necessarily like audiobooks, even though I recorded one myself. I did. Did you know that? I have the audiobook of the Get Started.
Yes.
Where I recorded the whole thing while standing. I was the first and only person to ever do that, apparently, at the studio.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't want to sit and just be, actually, I was just worried about sitting for a week.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
My trick for listening to stuff is I have special playlists according to what exercise I'm doing, and I only listen to those during that activity. So I have like a gym playlist. I have a water aerobics playlist. I have a running playlist. And I love those playlists. It's like really my favorite tunes, but I will only play them during that exercise. So it forces me to, you know, get motivated.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Tina Turner.
It's fun putting those together too, I think, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
I do. Just,
yeah. And then you have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, our number 9 is to dress for success.
This is a big one.
Yeah.
I see people doing this, you know, to sabotage themselves. But I remember one time, it's kind of a sad story, but we're talking about unconventional ways, right? Like, we were in San Francisco getting ready to take a flight to Hawaii, and there was an accident on the runway where a plane crashed, and people did not die, but there was a plane, you know, accident, and we could see it from our hotel room, and the fire and firemen and, you know, evacuation. And they had these people running off the plane, and they had high heels on, and they were slipping and sliding through that stuff the firemen were spraying, like the foam. And I remember like watching them in horror, thinking, I am never wearing high heels or fancy shoes on a plane again. I need to wear running shoes so I can run if something happens.
Yeah.
And now I only wear running shoes at the airport. And then I walk the whole airport for hours until I get on my flight. It really helped.
Yeah. My example was very similar. It's wearing, except mine's at work. So at work, I'm upstairs and I use my high heels or my fancy shoes as an excuse to, I don't want to walk up in these shoes or walk, because our campus is really, really big. So to walk from one end to the other, I'll use the excuse, I have my, you know, fancy shoes on. So I do the same thing, but at work. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to invest in work shoes that look nice, but still have a comfortable, like I can walk in and go upstairs or, you know, do whatever I need to, like, you know, like the dance clothes. Those are the nurse's shoes. I don't know if you've heard of those. They're a little bit pricey, but they look cute and they're great for, you know, just being on your feet all day long at work. I would also say too, you know, just having the right equipment, not just for at work or at the airport, but like when you're exercising too.
Girls, get some good bras.
You can always, yeah.
You can always spot someone who's new because they're out there and they're not being supported. You got to get that good bra, right?
Yeah.
It's a serious situation.
And they'll be like, oh, I didn't enjoy this exercise. Mm-hmm. Well, when they're wearing, you know, like flip-flops, it's like, no, well, don't, you know, or like if you want to go swimming, but you have a swimsuit that keeps falling down, of course you're not going to
want to work out. No, yeah. That's a good point. You have to wear the right equipment, right shoes, right outfits, right bras for the occasion. And be aware of the fact that if you get up in the morning and you put on things that are not that way, you're probably not setting yourself up for success.
No.
So that's an easy trick.
Yeah. And I just heard a study, by the way, that mentally what you wear affects your exercise and your actual performance. Like they did this study where they told people they were fancy Nike, real, you know, like super great shoe for this running, and they all ran better. When like they thought they had
thought. They're like, I can run fast. Yeah. I have Nikes on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
smart.
So I would say use that to your advantage and buy nice stuff or stuff that feels like it's going to make you perform well, and you will.
Good one. Yeah. And number 10, Tamron, this is our very last tip for our listeners. Unconventional ways is to join a community to get that support. I know for myself, I like to run and work out alone because I'm somewhat of a rebel. But I do like to think about like an imaginary community of people that see me at the gym or out on the trail. And I like to pretend that they miss me if I'm not there. I know that's weird, but it works. And my husband does the same thing. He's like, oh, the little ladies that were walking the dog, they didn't see me today. I better get out there. So we both do it. I can't be alone. What about you? Do you do anything kind of off the
I do that same thing too. Yeah. Like, and I like it when people say, oh, I saw you exercising. And I'm like, see, they are watching.
You're like, they saw Stephanie at the drive-thru at the pickup carpool lane.
Exactly. But I'm more social with my exercise. So I love a good group class. You know me, I have my boot camp and I have this and that. So for me, this is a good motivator, but unfortunately with COVID, that's actually been hard for people like me who you can't be social. So what I've been doing was trying to be more active on Facebook and exercise groups or, join a class on YouTube. It's not the same, but it feels like a class. So you have to do a little bit more tricks now, I think, than we're in COVID if you need the like group around you.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious what ideas our listeners have to motivate themselves to exercise. Tell us your plan by emailing Stephanie at dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram at dirtylazyketo. Before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
Listeners, I know you're facing a lot of obstacles with exercising and trying to cook and eat right. So let me help you overcome those obstacles one at a time. In each of the Dirty Lazy Keto books, I tackle a unique problem like being on a tight budget or not having enough time, not having enough ingredients on hand. And this is the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. These are quick fix recipes that you can make in 30 minutes or less. Get your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or pick up a copy at stores like Costco or Target.
Thank you, Stephanie. Let's wrap it up today by sharing our personal dirty or lazy hacks. What's yours?
Well, mine is always embarrassing, I'm sad to say. But sometimes like my family at dinner every night, we tend to go around the table and we ask our kids and each other, what are you most proud of today? And we share that moment with the family. And it's always fun as a conversation starter. And we've been doing this for years. And I've realized over the years, sometimes I don't have a lot to say. Like maybe it was just a boring old day, just boring old work, nothing really exciting happened. So for me, I always remind myself that my exercise might be the one thing I'm most proud of during that day. So if I'm out in the morning and I'm trying to be cutting it short or being a little lazy out there, I'll tell myself, well, I don't want to be at dinner tonight saying, I had cut my run short. I want to say I did a full run. I feel really good about myself. And that might be the one thing that kicks me in the butt.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Just to touch base with your family anyway, but who knew that could be motivating for exercise too. That's great.
What's yours?
This is help for people like me who think of exercise as a big project, you know, you have to plan for. My hack is to, while you're brushing your teeth, so that's only whatever, a minute or two, do squats or do lunges. You don't have to plan it. You don't have to dress for it. You won't get sweaty. You just, and you don't even have to time yourself. When you're done brushing your teeth, you can stop. And there you go. You got in some awesome squats or lunges while you're brushing your teeth.
That is really doable. Well, listeners, we want you to know it's normal for you not to love exercise. You are not alone. Sometimes you do have to dig deep to get yourself motivated. We sure do. So don't be embarrassed about using some of our unconventional, wacky strategies to get you moving. What matters most is getting out there to exercise, not what got you there.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on YouTube, give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
And we love reading your comments and reviews and things that you share on social media. And new this year in the season 3, if you do hear me reading one of your comments on air, I'd love to send you a Dirty Lazy Keto swag prize. So make sure to contact me if you hear your name or comment read in season 3. And I want to share a comment that was left by Rietta. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. Rietta. She wrote on Facebook, "I have been uber good and I have lost those nasty donut pounds. No sugar past these lips. Hey, I just listened to Stephanie and Tamara talk about starting over, which was an amazing podcast. And I cooked breakfast while I listened. My waffle maker came yesterday, so I may be experimenting making a chaffle this weekend. Thank you, ladies."
Great job.
Cool, huh? See you next week.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.